Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7:30 hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Doug Weed is our guest. He's the author of the book, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. This is one of his 30-something books that he's written over the years. He's a very well-connected author and leader, American leader. Doug, thanks again for being here. We appreciate your time. As you think about what Trump accomplished in his 4 years, with all of his faults, warts and all, have you, and all the presidents you've known, have you ever known anybody to have as many accomplishments? I mean, folks, let's try to just focus on what happened, not so much who did it. But have you ever seen a presidency with as many accomplishments in 4 years, especially under fire and with a pandemic, as Trump?
No. Look at prison reform, for example. George W. Bush talked about it, and the media just was ecstatic. They just were in love with it. For 8 years, he talked about prison reform, and he got all kinds of credit for talking about it. Never did it. Mm-hmm. Obama, 8 years. I mean, he had the Senate and the House at times. He could never get it done. There were three presidents who promised prison reform. Trump got it. Six presidents sought energy independence, starting with Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter. They would have cut off their right arm to have energy independence. None of them ever got it until Trump. Five presidents had promised to move that embassy to Jerusalem, and it was so outlandish. George W. Bush, again, he publicly criticized Clinton. He called Clinton a liar for promising and not doing it, and he said, I'm going to do it on day one. But in 8 years, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And Trump did it. And you could just go on and on. The COVID relief, to me, that's the equivalent of the Manhattan Project.
I know. What other administration would have gotten vaccines in 9 months? And he did what he said he would
unbelievable.
Do.
Unbelievable.
Well, see, this comes back to my point about being a problem solver. See, if you're a problem solver, you see what's in your way, and it becomes your enemy, and you want to get rid of it. And politics be damned, all the other stuff be damned. If it's in the way, let's fix it. Let's get it out of the way and move on to something else. Here's another thing that people don't think about. Remember the uproar for 8 years and the hardship and the sad, cruel stories we heard about the Veterans Administration during the Obama Biden. You never heard one complaint in the Trump administration about from the VA, right?
Yep, that was when he changed the regulations governing the deep state. People call it the bureaucracy,
right.
So you could fire people. For years, we had people in the Department of HHS who look at pornography for 6 hours a day, and they couldn't be fired.
Right.
We had nurses leaving soldiers on gurneys dying in the hallways of the Veterans Administration.
And the nurse could not be fired. And he changed that,
yours.
And we heard
in
the care
say.
For veterans. I've talked to veterans who've gotten care, and they said the care has improved a lot. That's just another example. I'll give you the last thoughts. I got about a minute. When you think about the legacy of Trump, what do you think it will be?
Peace and prosperity. First president in 40 years not to have started a war. And I would put money on the fact there will be a war during Biden if he stays in office long enough, if he doesn't pass away. So Mm-hmm. First time in 40 years, the president that hadn't invaded somebody. And we could have gone to war many times.
He brought people
over
home.
Those sailors that were...
He brought our people
brought
home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug...
A great legacy.
Do you think... Do you think that he'll be hindered by what happened on January 6th?
Yeah, okay. I think the media will use it to hinder.
Yeah.
I think he can keep his head up high. He didn't ask for.
Do you think he'll be back? You think he'll influence 2022 and 2024?
I don't think he's decided that yet, but yeah. I would. If I had to put money on it, I'd put money on it.
If he did it, if he did, because would he be effective?
Politicians. Yes, he would be. Politicians use their equity. They seldom leave that sitting on the table. And
well
here's
said.
A man who, even now, in the worst polls,
Doug Weed.
Has third
Doug Weed,
of the country
behind. Don't forget his book, Inside Trump White House.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.